Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 4th.
Democrats are calling a punishment for Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner a slap on the wrist after allegations of sexual harassment were found to be credible. Benta Berkland has this story.
Senate President Kevin Grantham has removed Baumgardner from his interim committee assignments that meet over the summer. In a written statement, he said it was a bipartisan decision.
That is their decision.
That's Democratic Minority Leader Leroy Garcia. He says he doesn't have the authority to make such a conclusion, but was aware of it.
There are two options that Senate Democrats would be happy with, and Coloradans would be happy with, and it's either a resignation or an expulsion.
Two outside investigators found 9 workplace harassment allegations against Baumgardner to be credible. He denies wrongdoing, and Republican leaders say stripping him of these interim committees is consequential. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A new bill that passed in the Colorado House would allow cities with higher costs of living to set their own minimum wages. But Eric Gladys reports it faces an uphill battle in the Senate.
Even with this year's increase in Colorado's minimum wage, now at $10.20 an hour, workers in ski resort counties and cities like Boulder continue to struggle. On Thursday, a state Senate committee is scheduled to hear a bill that would allow municipalities to set their own minimum wages. Jack Strauss is the chair of applied economics at the University of Denver's Business School. Strauss notes Western states, including Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Washington, have allowed for a variety of wage floors because he says, in terms of pay, one size doesn't fit all.
Because the cost of living differs throughout a state, it makes sense to have a higher minimum wage in regions or cities that are more expensive.
In 1999, Colorado passed a law prohibiting local governments from setting their own minimum wage, and more than a dozen states now have similar preemptive laws. Opponents say allowing a patchwork of wage floors across the state would lead to job loss and warn that businesses would have to pass higher costs onto consumers. But analysis by the Center for Economic and Policy Research says businesses end up saving money after minimum wage hikes. Their training costs go down because workers stay on the job longer and take on more responsibility. Strauss adds when companies don't pay a living wage, taxpayers end up footing the bill as workers turn to public assistance to get by.
Yes, we may be paying 2 pennies more for a McDonald's meal, but at the same time, we can be satisfied that the workers in the store are not going to be living off food stamps.
HB 1380 passed the Democrat-controlled House last week along strict party lines. The bill was assigned to the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs, popularly known as the body's Kill Committee. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
A Gunnison-based university will be adding to suicide prevention this coming fall. From KBUT in Crested Butte, Chad Rich reports.
This coming fall, Western State Colorado University will be the first place of higher education in Colorado and the 8th in the nation to implement Sources of Strength, a peer-based approach to suicide prevention. Scott Cantrell is Western's Director of Student Health and Wellness. He says that suicide prevention is not just for professionals. Peers can play a major role in reducing the number of fellow students who complete suicide.
Those are the people that are kind of the boots on the ground and that are the gatekeepers, so to speak, that can provide the intervention and provide the support that can really save a life.
The incoming Sources of Strength program is a proactive or upstream approach to suicide prevention. Cantrell says the university already participates in the crisis intervention training method known as Question, Persuade, Refer, or QPR, which is more of a reactive or downstream approach.
That's an in-the-moment sort of crisis that is occurring where someone has provided support. And so QPR is something that we provide training to students, staff, and faculty on. Crisis intervention training, it misses a point, we believe, that we can be doing more before that crisis even happens. And so that's where Sources of Strength comes in to help connect students with, as peer leaders, with trusted adults, trusted and caring adults. And also through that, we are hoping that they will be able to increase the help-seeking behaviors.
Sources of Strength and QPR will work together to hopefully reduce the phenomenon of suicide among students at Western, where 2 students have completed suicide in the past half decade at the small school. Cantrell says student involvement is at the core of both approaches.
They're the ones that really have the strong relationships with the students. And not to say that staff and faculty don't, but it could be in ways that we're, as staff and faculty, we're unable to have, and we don't see as much.
With all there is to do as a student in Gunnison County, whether it's joining a student club, going outdoors, going on dates and hanging with friends, and of course studying, I had to ask, why would students want to give up their limited free time to be involved in a tough conversation like suicide prevention?
From the many, many students that I have spoken to, there's been some sort of personal connection. And that could be themselves that they've attempted, or a close family or friend or classmate or roommate that has gone through some sort of really traumatic experience like that, and that they feel compelled that they want to be able to do maybe more than they could previously. And so there certainly is some personal intrinsic motivation and compassion that these students feel that they want to know more and that they want to be empowered and educated because in some way they have been impacted. And others, they are actually taking the upstream prevention approach that they are trying to get educated even though maybe something has never happened to them or someone that they know, but they want to be ready in case something does, that they can recognize warning signs.
So the two programs, Sources of Strength and QPR, are designed, in a sense, to work in tandem as two ways of approaching suicide prevention on the Western State campus. Reporting for KBUT, I'm Chad Rich.
And finally today, according to a press release from Delta County, after a year of community meetings, public hearings, and work sessions, the final redlined draft master plan is available for public review and comment. This redlined draft reflects changes made by the Planning Commission based on public input after open houses in April. The plan is available for review at deltacountyplan.com, at all libraries across the county, and at the Planning Department in Delta. Additionally, the Recreation Trails Plan is available for review at deltacountytrailsmp.com. The Delta County Planning Commission will hold a public hearing on Wednesday, May 9th at 6 p.m. at Delta High School. This meeting is the last chance for the public to speak on the contents of the master plan before it gets adopted in the May 16th meeting of the Planning Commission. Once again, that final meeting is on Wednesday, May 9th at 6 p.m. at Delta High School. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.